Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And a good Wednesday morning to you. I'm Lee Harris. In the newsroom, we have Glenn Shuck and John Montone out in the field for us this morning. A woman from Yonkers who got lost on the subway asked a stranger for directions. She wound up getting raped. 1010 Winds newsman John Montone with what we know about this. Live from Hell's Kitchen this morning. John?
Lee, you know, the wolves in sheep's clothing harkens back to the Bible, but this harkens back to the wee hours Sunday morning when a predator pretending to be a good Samaritan offered to lead the woman, 31 years old, to her friend's house on the west side. This was 51st and Broadway. He took her down 51st toward Hell's Kitchen. And right near 9th Avenue, police say he forced her into the basement of a building, then forced himself on her. Police say the rapist then ran east back towards Broadway. There is some surveillance video, but if you've seen anything, of course, call the tips line 1-800-577-TIPS. Early this morning, out alone, well before dawn, was Angel, who said she used to feel safe out here in this neighborhood, but has noticed a change.
But the city has progressively become more dangerous as of late anyway, so.
Why do you say that?
Well, a lot of homelessness, a lot of people walking around aimlessly.
And yes, it has been a pretty quiet neighborhood of late in terms of we don't get too many stories out of there, but now we've got this one.
Yeah, way back in the day, and I'm talking about the late 80s, the 90s, this was the hangout for the notoriously violent Westies gang. There were prostitutes all over and a lot of drugs, but now it's a really nice, peaceful neighborhood, at least it was. This young lady, Angel, tells me now she'll have to think twice about going out for a walk in the wee hours.
All right, 1010 Winds newsman John Montone. He is live from Hell's Kitchen this morning. And again, we have the surveillance information up at 1010winds.com. A car chase started in Hempstead, ran through a bunch of towns on the island, and ended up in Valley Stream, and not without gunfire. 1010 Winds newsman Glenn Shuck live in Valley Stream this morning with more on this. Glenn?
And Lee, still a lot of questions that have to be answered about this, and we hope to get that from Nassau County throughout the day today. There wasn't a lot, and this is from 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, so we do know this. There was gunfire. Apparently it was at the hands of police, one of the responding cops. And again, we'll get that update. But let's tell you about the pursuit. It started with Hempstead police giving chase of this white BMW, and it went through four villages here in Nassau County. So it went on for a while, and then at high speed, the BMW off the service road of the Southern State, which is exit 15, if you're familiar with this area. The Beamer then sideswiping at least four cars on residential streets before it crashed, and the three suspects then made a run for it. Apparently, that's when there was the gunfire. Now, we caught up with Eileen Weinberg, who lives near the scene where these suspects ended up being captured.
It could have been anything. It could have broken into a house, held a hostage. Who the hell knows what goes on in those minds? It's very sad.
Another case of a neighborhood where people are just not accustomed to this sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can imagine, you know, you hear that crash and then gunfire in an area like that where there's very little crime. People literally went hiding wherever they could if they were home at the time. Now, as to that suspect that was wounded, Lee, we were told last night, critical condition and actually in very bad shape. And we were waiting for some type of an update as to the condition of that person who was shot. Two other suspects were captured by police here in Valley Stream. But again, we don't know who these three are. We don't know their ages. And actually, we don't know what initiated the chase either. So hopefully we'll get that from Nassau County cops at some point later today.
All right, 1010 Winds newsman Glenn Shuck coming to us live from Valley Stream on the All Local this morning. On the eve of Yom Kippur, anti-Semitic graffiti was discovered at the Holocaust Memorial in White Plains. They call it the Garden of Remembrance. Westchester County Executive George Latimer on the county's Facebook page wrote, "County police are actively investigating and reviewing video of the area. We seek to find and punish those who did this act. We as a county, people of all faith, stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters today and always." The city wants to take a vacant warehouse in Glendale, Queens, and convert it into a homeless shelter. This proposal went over about as well as you might expect at a public hearing the other night.
I'm not happy. I'm extremely unhappy. I hope somebody's going to burn the place down. If that's going to happen.
The crowd booed supporters of the shelter, and there wasn't much sympathy for the prospective residents either. They were called drug addicts and sexual offenders and low-life pieces of crap who should be locked away forever. City Councilman Brad Holden, who ran on opposition to the shelter, called the owners poverty pimps who want to make money off the homeless. The hecklers also interrupted a moment of silence for the four homeless men who were murdered in Chinatown over the weekend. The mayor got wind of all this, and he tweeted this angry response, quote, "This kind of vitriol and demonization of our neighbors is dangerous, and we won't stand for it. These are people in need of safe and humane shelter in our city. We're going to take care of them, whether hateful voices like it or not." Unless you get to see the speedometer, you probably don't know how fast you're going when you're on the subway, but soon you may seem to be going significantly faster, because you will be, thanks to a deal worked out between the Transit Workers Union and the MTA. The MTA's Ronnie Haycomb says this has to do with the speed reductions that were put into effect back in 1995 after some bad rear-end crashes.
Operators believed that if they traveled at those posted speeds, they would activate the train's emergency brakes exceeding maximum speed limits, and they would be disciplined as a result. So you can imagine what resulted. Operators began driving slower than even those allowable posted speeds.
But now it's been determined the speeds can be raised safely by up to 50% on some stretches of track, and they will be. There's also a plan to do the same for the LIRR, but no word on when that may happen. Finally, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has flown to Denmark to talk about the Green New Deal, which critics often point out would seem to eliminate airplanes of the type she flew over in. She will be attending something called the C40 World Mayor Summit. The mayors of L.A., Boston, and Philadelphia will be there. Mayor de Blasio will not be. AOC says they'll be talking about the actions we need to take for the climate crisis. It's her first trip abroad as a member of Congress. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.